the latest WASD numbers have come out, and we've got Rich Nelson on the Zoom with us from Allendale. Give us the rundown. What's the latest?
So overall numbers across the board, you could argue that they might be considered neutral at initial face value. Now, USDA did cut about 500,000 acres off of the corn harvested acres discussion, of course, due to the storm in Iowa. They did drop yields down to 178.5 bushels an acre. That was relatively close to the average trade guess. And in terms of stocks, they dropped them down from 2.756 billion last month to now 2.503. Similar story as far as the soybean discussion. Numbers as far as yields down to 51.9, near the average trade guess. Stocks falling from 610 million bushels to now 460 million bushels. So some could argue that these numbers were neutral. They're relatively close to the trade estimates. Keep in mind there are some arguments about the balance sheets, though, on a couple of these notes. For the corn side, the USDA's production estimate for China corn was not changed. Many people suggested that should have been lowered. And they left their initial estimate on imports left unchanged at 7 million tons, despite the fact we have sales on the books already far in excess of that. Positive issue for the soybeans. USDA did not touch the export numbers on this report for U.S. exports, which was a surprise. So many suggest that will be a looming issue, which USDA will have to address next month. So neutral on face value, but for the most part, we can make some slightly positive arguments still in front of us.
Do you think the wheat numbers were bearish?
You know, for the most part, USDA left all the numbers unchanged as far as the wheat balance sheet for the U.S. side. We'll get new wheat production numbers at the end of this month with a special report called the Small Grains Summary. I will say on the world side, there's a couple things to note here. USDA did recognize dryness in Argentina, but that was more than offset with expected increases for Australia and Canada. One thing which USDA still has to address yet is the good-sized Russian wheat crop. Private analysts over there say 82 million tons and above. USDA is still sticking right now at 78. So we will have a little bearish report for wheat at some point these next few weeks.
How do you think these numbers look for exports and trade?
You know, for the most part, USDA is more or less going along with a take it as they come type approach. In other words, they're not really forecasting out the true extent of Chinese purchases until they happen. So I think that's one issue we have to point out. And keep in mind, for corn and soybeans at least, we do have record bookings on hand right now already in the first week of September. So there's still a strong argument for higher numbers in future reports.
How do you think the report of African swine fever being reported in Germany is going to affect future numbers?
That's a really interesting question because Germany is the largest pork exporter out of the European Union, and we do have to recognize that's quite positive. And this good news comes on top of what's been already a strong hog market rally, with many people suggesting that perhaps our slaughter capacity will be able to deal with this coming fourth quarter supply. Now, having said that, you know, I'm looking at the charts, and we have four separate gaps all sitting open at lower prices. So I do think we can argue in the short term it's positive, but we might see a small setback to fill a gap or two as we wait for confirmation that we actually will be getting extra Chinese purchases.
What do you foresee as far as next month's projections and year-end projections?
So here's what we're kind of looking at as far as numbers. On the corn side, typically a dry August scenario gives us lower yield numbers in September. But corn uniquely, oftentimes, and most times with dry August years, we see yield numbers pick back up once the combines start rolling. On the soybean side, that's a little different, though. Oftentimes, we drop in September, but yet we fall yet again on the October or further reports. So I would suggest that the numbers for corn might begin to slow down as far as the bullish impact. Soybean numbers, though, I do think we'll still see tightening numbers probably for the next two reports in a row.
Rich Nelson of Allendale, thank you so much for joining us today. We always appreciate talking to you.
Happy to help. Thank you so much.